Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. It's Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom. I am a hypnotherapist, NLP practitioner, timeline coach, published author of a new book, I Am Wisdom. Wisdom is a word. Wisdom and words are the bridges to everywhere. And also, ancient anger, how all the anger of today is the same as yesterday. We live in the ancient times. We just think we've modernized. But tonight, and my books are available at Amazon.com/author/Robert A. Wilson. And at howdiditeachmyselffear.com. Tonight, I want to talk about something I really am starting to understand. And it's kind of eccentric, but it's got to be talked about. It is the word, using the word stupid. How do you say every time something is beyond what you do and everything you think is new or somebody does something different than you were taught yourself, you say stupid. And how do you say this? I'm stupid for doing this, and I'm stupid for doing that. How does that belittle yourself internally and really allow everything else to move forward and really open up a new way of life and allow you to stay the same? And how do you become stuck in yesterday when everything is going awry and stuff goes different than you think, and you say that guy was stupid? You know, everybody's life is going to be different to everybody because that's their life path. So what did you ever become stuck in? And how did you become afraid of life? And how did you become locked and blocked in yesterday without even knowing you've done that? And when you say somebody's stupid, whose words are you and who hears it the loudest? Every internal word we hear louder than everybody else. So as I open up to see the world, how does letting go of stupid actually expand the inner wisdom within us? And how do we stop being afraid of life when we stop using stupid? Because stupid is a fear word. It's a silly, tormented, useless prose invoking delusional despair within ourselves. But that is something I've really opened up to, and I really understand. I got to be more vigilant and more versatile in my language, and I got to speak as people are all wise. That's their life to encompass. And it's never my life to encompass and to embrace and live. How are we afraid to appreciate we think things that are negative? And how is negative nothing more than a perspective of your societal training and in the interpretation of life? How is sometimes the most negative thing you see the most optimistic outcome you'll ever experience? So as I go through life and I dissolve the word stupid from my life, I really open up to feel a new grandeur within myself because I start seeing and witnessing and feeling people are my equal rather than my torment. How is the people you think you say you're stupid, actually an inner torment and keeping you locked and blocked in yesterday? So as I open up to see this, I really start to expand the grandeur of who I am and really unleash and unlock a visionary vitality to expand myself. How is quitting the derogatory remarks within me actually a liberation from my own derogatory stuff? So as I open up my eyes to the inner wise, I witness internal splendor expanding my new stuff every day in every way, under grace and in a perfect way. So what frees me to understand that life liberates me when I liberate myself from the torment of my own words? So as I see the world, I understand the world is a nuance of nirvana. Because all the dark, gloomy stuff that I feel goes on inside me is mine, nobody else's. And that is something I have to be responsible and accountable for, is to see everybody as an equal and not as a sequel of yesterday. But how do you say stupid every time somebody does something that isn't in your realm of thinking? How does the word stupid keep you unsteady and unethical in your own life? Because that's their life path, but that is their wisdom to expand. But how is that a metaphor rather than somebody's doing something stupid? Because we really start a new wave of wisdom when we stop being caught up in the BS of yesterday. So as I open up myself, and this is a new expansion, and I know this is a little different than I really believe and thought all my life, but it's really an inspiration that I feel to let go of this. So what is it that you really desire to let go and be free of? So as I open up to letting go of speaking the word stupid and start saying, how does that expand me? How does that person's event expand me rather than contract me? Because we're not looking at it as a metaphor. We're looking at it through know-it-all crawling eyes. And see, I learned one thing. Selfishness is a burping BS that everybody has. So as I walk and enter through this, I really allow myself to expand of the newness within myself. And it comes down to, what am I afraid of? How am I afraid to see the wisdom in it? The use of the word stupid is a scaredy cat brattiness that keeps us in the ish of our own life. And I see that now, but I never did until the last week. Because letting go and seeing the world in a brighter, bolder way, because when I say the word stupid, it's coming out of my mouth, my thoughts. And that is a perception and an interpretation of something that doesn't even pertain to me. And that is a new entertaining effigy to really expand myself and to move myself forward. So what is it that you're afraid to see how their stuff is actually holding you back and holding you down and stopping you from moving forward? And that is something else that I'm really doing, because there is no stupid in the world. They're just expanding wisdom, and it's expanded wizardry through the events of others and myself. But how come we become locked and blocked in trying to hold up to nothing that can do it? And how do we stop ourselves by looking at other people, and we really become ingrained in their events, and we're afraid to mind my own business to move my life forward? So what did I open up to? It's opening up to hear the world expand me. And it isn't about learning. It's about the enterprising expressions the world has for me could really allow myself to see the world with a different dare's dream, to see the extreme energy of myself. So as I free myself, I allow myself to allow the world to expand of everything I desire. But the only one that can really do this for me is me. Stop looking at the world for teachers and start looking for the tutors and the metaphors to soar. Seeing opportunity, appreciate resplendent resolve within yourself. It's about the evolving of ourselves rather than the indoctrination of yesterday. How are we living ancient times and we won't admit it? How are we living ageless arrogance, ancient anger, and ancestral anarchy within ourselves? How do we feel it's betrayal to live further ahead than our parents? So what is it that you really, really desire to experience? It is about the knowing. It's the wisdom in the experience that scares, that we have to attain. Wisdom in the experience. That is where life expands. It isn't about us doing this, but it's the wisdom and the experience to expand. That is what I really, really opening up to see. But how are you afraid of letting go of stupid and seeing this, thinking other people do stupid things? They don't do it the way you do, but that doesn't mean it's right, wrong, different, or stupid. That's their way. And how does sticking your nose out there saying stupid take you away from the events of your day? That is a bigger thing. How does that take you away from the events of your day? So as I move forward and understand that life is an entertaining adventure, life opens up to a freedom of success. Success is feeling the blessed, brilliant, enterprising energy within ourselves from the internal to the external world. It's about expanding the world rather than being stuck in the world. And that is where we're really at. We're stuck in the world, and it's time for us all to let go of being stuck in the world. So where do you feel you're stuck in the world today? And you're really trying to change, but you never expand because you're living in yesterday thinking of tomorrow. And that is something to really expand me forward. So as I do this, I want to expand the energy of life. So when I expand the energy of life, how do I lionize the intuitive fervor, enthusiasm within myself? Where do we become locked and blocked in yesterday and really become afraid of tomorrow? How is it easier to live in the past than live in the new? And that is something I really, really, really feel. We've been living, this world has been living in the past without even knowing we've been stuck in the past. So as I let go of this, I feel the energy of myself. It's not feeling the energy of the world. It's feeling the internal energy to feel the external prowess. My internal prowess excites that external world. So as we move forward, life becomes a dynamic energy to never, ever become locked and blocked in yesterday. And I am Robert A. Wilson with My Cowboy Wisdom. And it is mycowboywisdom.com is my website. And may you have an exciting Mother's Day. And thank you for everything. And I'm going to say good night. And we will see you next week.